Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Second down and 12. Back then again, the block at the left tackle. And to the end zone they go, and it's a touchdown. Beautiful catch. Terrific throw. Brought down by Tyler Croft. And the Jets have taken the lead on a touchdown pass of 18 yards by the second overall pick, Zach Wilson, out of BYU.
It's You Better You Bet with Ken Barkley and Nick Ashew on BetQL.
One of the great things about the NFL is that there's always at least a close to, if not perfectly set up, worst to first story in the NFL. We had the extreme version last year with the Bengals. There were other extenuating circumstances. They actually had their franchise quarterback for an entire season. You know the rest of the story. But the key is that, Ken, this happens almost every single year. That's one of the great things about the NFL. So the question now is, you know, as we look forward, are the Jets, you just heard, is that a team that could be a sleeper team this year, a team that makes drastic improvement from last year to this year? There's a few that are really on the list, and I got to be honest with you, the team that is number one on my list for sleeper team that, as we can define this as...
Well, do we want to set this up? Do we want to do the draft? We're doing a draft, right?
We can do a full draft if we want to do it that way.
Yeah, we have 12 teams. We have you can get the number one pick because I know you desperately want to take this team, so that's fine.
You know what?
You
give it
a second, but yeah. I want to set the rules here a little bit so people know kind of what we're doing.
I know you're locked and loaded. I should have set it up better. I should have gone in.
Yeah,
ready to go.
So we're identifying sleeper teams in the NFL for this year, and you might be like, "Well, sleeper, that seems like a nebulous thing," and you're right, but we'll try to define it like a little bit. Nick had a great idea for sleeper team is. When they show the playoff graphic in like week 16, week 17, you have to at least be on the in the hunt page of the graphic. Like that
in
is
the column that's in, yep, the hunt.
In the hunt. You have to be at least in the hunt. You could be better than that, but the minimum is you have to be in the hunt. You have to make the playoffs, but on the graphics last couple of weeks, you have to be in the hunt, which makes a lot of sense. Actually, I love that. I thought that was a great sleeper definition. So there are four teams in the AFC, and there are eight teams in the NFC, all of whom have a win total of eight or less. So they are all projected to be below 500 teams this year in the market. I think the draft makes a ton of sense. So we're all going to be picking sleeper teams. We'll each end up with six. And Nick, you can go first. I don't care if we do snake or just alternate. Do you have a preference?
We can just alternate. Only two of us. Snake. Right. I think snake is unnecessary for this. So we
every time,
just go that
do you ever
route.
Play Metal Gear
you
Solid?
Really, I got to be honest. I didn't realize you wanted to be like this serious with the draft. I'm sorry. I didn't set it up as serious as you did. I was just like, yeah, we're going to pick some teams. You're like, no. Do you want to do snake? Is this a, guillotine draft? What are we going to like? Let's get all in on this.
Calcutta.
Is it gonna be an auction? Should it be an auction draft? Do you want to do an auction draft? We could do that as well. You know, put up some funds.
Right. All right. Well, why don't you, every time somebody says snake, I just think of like Metal Gear Solid where when it's like snake and then the guy dies, but,
underrated game,
game
by
reference.
Way.
Yeah. Well, I get
not obscure. That game. I love that game, man.
But like, if you're like Jake, do you know about Metal Gear Solid? Are you like familiar with that franchise?
I always love feeling old when you do this. Cause now I'm like,
Jake can't talk. Okay, good, Jake's saying yes in the chat. Okay.
Yeah. He says,
I wasn't sure if you wanted me to answer on air or not.
Well, I asked you a question. It'd be cool if you want to come on. How you doing? You ready for vacation?
Oh, yeah.
Big time? Jake's going on vacation after today, Nick. Jake, this is the last day for a long time. Yeah. Jake, where are you going?
Going to Portugal for 5 days. And then 5 days.
I saw you tweet that you're packing for Portugal. So Jake about to go on some international escapades. Nick gave him some advice on the show yesterday. It might have been off air, so I don't want to say what it was. But Nick gave Jake some advice yesterday. So So you've heard of Metal Gear Solid? That was the original.
I have, yes.
All right. I don't care about your vacation. I just care about obscure video games. All right, great. that's what I think up with Snake. But why don't you go first, Nick? So you got the first pick. This is the NFL 2022-23 NFL sleeper draft, and you get the number one pick.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo concert in Kansas City, go Kevin, or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Yeah, this is going to be without question to me, and I can't believe I'm even saying this team, but you have to because of so much has changed. The Jacksonville Jaguars, their win total set at 6.5. They're 7-1 to win the AFC South. I don't think they're going to win the division, obviously, but this is a team that could be in the playoff hunt late this year. And this is, I wrote a whole thing about this on BetQL.com if you want to check it out. But if you look at this team, the first biggest thing, Ken, with them is that they don't have Urban Meyer roaming the sidelines, distracting this organization week in and week out, being an utter embarrassment to not just the team, but the entire NFL. It's like anybody that was shocked that didn't work out needs to wake up, because it was very obvious that Urban Meyer took the payday and that's all that it was going to be, and he didn't care. But it was a dumpster fire. He didn't know who Aaron Donald was. He's throwing assistants under the bus and completely alienating himself from all of his players. Meanwhile, Trevor Lawrence, who's supposed to be the second coming, looks horrible last year. He's not put in positions to win. They're just throwing it deep with him, giving him no opportunities to actually succeed. An absolute disaster. You're right. Kicking people. I mean, Urban Meyer ruined that organization, and I didn't think that they could be ruined any more than they actually were. Now you've got Doug Peterson in charge. That's the first thing. You've got a head coach that's won a Super Bowl that understands quarterbacks. If they can get Trevor Lawrence to just be a capable starter this year, I'm not talking Pro Bowler. I'm not talking looking like he did when he won a national title at Clemson yet. That he doesn't have to get to that level. A capable starter with Travis Etienne coming back, who missed all of his rookie year. So you've added to your backfield now. And then on top of that, they address their defense. They go after, you know, adding more of a pass rush to this team. They have a legitimate shot to be this year's Bengals. Now, not going to the Super Bowl Bengals, but a worst to first, a horrible, horrible team the year before to actually being respectable. Now, I know those are like three different categories there, but you get what I'm saying. Like this ranges a lot in the NFL, but they're not going to the Super Bowl. I'm not saying that. They're also not winning the division. But the reality of it is what the Bengals did is so rare. It's a great example of like the best worst to first story we've had in a long time. But the Jaguars have a chance to be a respectable organization. And as we described, in the hunt late in the year.
They, yeah. I'm trying to think if I had the first pick, if I would take them. I might take them because I like them too.
They're becoming a trendy pick, though. They're becoming a trendy pick.
Very
I'm
trendy.
Curious to see when the market, if and when the market starts to move, where it goes, because a lot of people are starting to really jump on the Jags bandwagon.
So I guess we should have read like all the teams that qualify so people could kind of follow along with us, but like, you know, bad teams. So win total eight or less in the AFC, that's the Jets, the Steelers, the Jags, and the Texans. And in the NFC, it's the Commanders, the Giants, the Lions and Bears, oh my, the Saints, every team in the NFC South that's not Tampa, and then the Seahawks. So kind of, you know, play along with us. Who would you pick first? Like the obvious choice is the Saints because they're the only team on this list with a win total actually of eight and it's juiced over. And obviously like Tyrann Mathieu, you know, team that has a ton of talent on the roster still. Yes, it's Jameis Winston and Dennis Allen. I'm trying to figure out like that's the safe pick for me to go second. Mm-hmm. Like that's the way safe pick right now. Pittsburgh is a little interesting because it's Mike Tomlin and it's still a pretty good team just with probably Kenny Pickett at quarterback. So like, is it them? I also love the Jets this year. So it could be the
Jets. Are you one of those people that loves the Jets?
I am one of those people. I think my goal here needs to be to pick a team. I don't think anybody likes the Jets except me. So I need to pick a team that I think you might actually like. I actually know one of the teams that you like, but I don't like them. I'm going to take the Steelers as the second team. I just think, like, when you have that, if we're picking a team that's going to be on the in the hunt graphic late in the year, a Mike Tomlin coach team is extremely likely to be on the in the hunt graphic late in the year. No matter, they with Duck Hodges and Mason Rudolph, they were probably on one of the in the hunt graphics, like in the third to last week of the year. Like, I just think they're like a sure bet for that Duck type Hodges. Of season. I don't know if they're going to win 12 games ever, but if that is how we are defining sleeper, I think the Steelers are probably safer than the Saints, actually, to have that, even though their win total is less. So I will take the Steelers with my first pick.
All right. I know you know the other team I'm going to go with, but I really actually do believe this. I can't believe these words are going to come out of my mouth, but I actually do believe this.
Okay.
Give me the Washington Commanders.
I know. It's amazing. I knew you were going to pick them. I could have picked
them. It's not just... Hold on. It's not just because it's my team. I've suffered for years with this team, but I've stuck with it, and that's the way that it goes. One, they play in the NFC East, which the NFC East, every year people think you know how it's going to play out, and it never plays out the way that you think it's going to, especially when Dallas is favored. They won last year. They're not winning the division again. The Eagles went out and made a ton of moves this offseason. Okay, but is Jalen Hurts really going to be a consistent quarterback this entire season for them? Is Nick Sirianni going to be an even better coach, or is he going to start talking more about watering plants and losing his mind at the podium? There's a chance that that happens, too. Washington has one of the easiest schedules in the NFL. They went out and upgraded. I know you're laughing, and Bill, I'm sure, will laugh at this. Upgraded a quarterback with Carson Wentz. It's an upgrade over Taylor Heineke because at least he can throw the ball deep and he's not 5 foot six. So that's a huge difference for them. They went out and they drafted Jahan Dotson, who can go deep. So you've got a deep weapon now that's going to stretch the field for them. They at least have a decent run game there. The offensive line is deeper. And if Chase Young is healthy and plays like he did when he won Defensive Rookie of the Year, that defensive line is one of the most talented in the NFL. They just underachieved through half the year. The interesting thing to think about with them too, though, is that they went 7-9 2 years ago and won the division. Laughable, it's stupid, ridiculous, it should never happen. But again, it's the NFC East. But then last year, when they had a first-place schedule, they still also won 7 games. And that's what's really important to keep in mind, is that they had a ton of injuries and a ton of guys out for COVID late in the year. And at one point where they were 6-6 on a first place schedule, they beat Tampa coming out of the bye. They totally turned things around. Then they just got even more decimated by injuries. And at 7-10, given what they went through, that's a reasonable season. Now the schedule is not going to be as tough. They've made some improvements this offseason. They've got a chance to bare minimum be in the hunt. In fact, they're usually in the hunt by that time because every team hovers around 500 anyway in the NFC East. So it gives them an opportunity there. So by that in the hunt category, Ken, I can take Washington in this and look at them as a sleeper.
Sure. I think it seems like they could be likely. I like Pittsburgh just a little bit more because of the pedigree and like kind of the quote unquote culture. If you want to have a culture discussion, it's not even close, but yeah.
We don't want to have that discussion.
What, let's not culture? That. Right. Washington. Yeah. Right. So it's a pile of mold basically. So the next pick is very interesting. So the Saints are still available. They have the highest win total by far. So like, and I even like, I bet their win total over 7.5. So like I should pick them. Do I really want to pick them though?
Are you going to though?
Or do I want to just pick the Jets and make my Jets?
I'm not going to help. Go the Jets. You should take the Jets. Go on a limb. You said you're a Jets fan.
Yeah, but like the Saints are so like I mean what? Why do I not?
You don't know who I'm going to take
right
next.
Now. I don't. I have no idea.
You don't know who I'm going to draft next because now I'm off the two. The two that I'm really confident in are off the board, and I've got them. Okay. So now I can go any direction.
To be on the in the hunt, I guess like if the Saints go over 7.5, they like have to be on the graphic, right? I feel like they're going to go like 8-9 and 9-8 a ton. And it's just it's so bland, so terrible. Like that, here's a team that's never winning 12 games, the Saints. But can they be mediocre enough that I win this?
Come on.
Yeah. But I guess they're going to be on the graphic like all the time, even if I... Oh, God. Nah, I'm going to pick the Jets. I'll take the Jets. It's just funnier if I take the Jets. You can have the Saints. And I liked the Saints over 7.5. And I think they're going to, I even think they might make the playoffs. Their ceiling is just like, I think their ceiling's like stupidly low. I don't think Jameis is going to have like an MVP season. Their coach might be miserable. They just have like too much talent to go 7-10, probably in an atrocious conference. So like, but that's not fun. Like, I don't want, it's a sleeper draft. I don't want to pick the team that's like ceiling is 9-8. There's a version of the Jets that's Joe Burrow and the Bengals. You talked about Lawrence. I think this team is more likely to be that team than the Jags are. And I like the Jags too. Like, it makes sense. I get it. The Jets have a ton of talent on the roster. Their problem, which is the same as Jacksonville's problem, is their quarterback might be awful. Jacksonville
and
has the same
really
problem.
And that really limits you. Yeah. That limits you a lot.
It is possible Trevor Lawrence is just bad, or it's possible Urban Meyer was like kicking him every practice and we just didn't know it yet. And now he's going to play really well.
Yeah.
And there'll be a lawsuit filed probably after the year, if that's the case. With Zach Wilson, it could be, look, the numbers were not good. They were quite awful last year, but you look at the offense on a piece of paper and you just go, I mean, if as Wilson, as his performance goes up, all the pieces are here to execute something pretty awesome. And like, I know the AFC is really good, but man, it's like a year two quarterback with talent now on the roster. And like, they're so poorly rated in the market. And then they bring Carl Lawson back to be an edge rusher as well. They draft a ton of guys who are probably going to start day one. Yeah. Like I have to pick the Jets are a more exciting sleeper pick. Like the Saints are an obvious one because they're just like going to be 8-9 and 9-8 a lot. But like, that's not fun. Like, I don't want that team on my team for sleepers. I want that win total bet over 7.5. But I'll take the Jets. The Jets will be my second pick.
That's good. You have fun. I'm playing to win. All right.
Okay.
I'm playing to win.
And when you play to win, you take Dennis Allen. Yeah.
I take Dennis Allen and the team that doesn't have a high ceiling, but not, they've got a higher floor as well.
So they're in the hunt. Yeah.
I'm going to go ahead and take the Saints because there's a very good chance that they are in the hunt. Jameis Winston will throw some awful interceptions, but he'll also be able to make some big plays. I have no idea what Michael Thomas is going to be. He's been out, it feels like, for 100 years. Maybe he's still a capable wide receiver. Probably is for them. They had Jarvis Landry. They got enough talent on that team to be in the hunt late in the year for really one that's not, they're not exciting anymore. But hey, they're on Monday Night Football twice, so there's that. And you got Jameis Winston just eating W's week after week after week. And give me the guy. Nom, nom, nom. That's just nom, nom, nom. Eating W's week. I'll never be able to get that vision out of my head whatsoever. But that's the beauty of it. So I'm going to take the Saints in this because I don't care if they're fun. I'm here to win, Ken Barkley. All right, the rest of our sleeper team draft coming up next. You better you bet on BetQL.
It's You Better You Bet from BetQL. Download the BetQL app today to get the latest analytics to help you beat the sportsbooks.